Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
46 degrees in the northwest, wind south-southeast at 13 miles an hour, and it's 10 o'clock.
CBS News, 13 Palestinian guerrillas have been freed from Egyptian jails and flown to Tunisia as demanded by Arab hijackers there. I'm Jim Kilpatrick reporting on the CBS radio network. Two Arab gunmen hijacked the British Airways jet Thursday with 41 people on board. They demanded the release of the guerrillas and threatened to shoot the hostages if their demands were not met. The British Airways jet remains on the ground at the airport in Tunisia. The plane carrying the Palestinian guerrillas and a 10-man PLO delegation from Egypt taxied near the hijacked jet. British officials are consulting London before continuing negotiations. The United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution Friday affirming the right of the Palestinians to return to their homeland. There was no mention of the right of Israel to remain a sovereign state. Richard C. Hodlett reports.
The debate went on hours after the vote and ended on a note of warning. The last speaker late in the evening was the head of the PLO delegation, Farouk al-Kadoumi, who is what amounts to foreign minister in the Executive Council of the Palestine Liberation Organization. He thanked the General Assembly for endorsing the political rights of the Palestinian people and took it as a sign of UN support in realizing them. Without that, he said, there would be no peace. Kadoumi went on, "We have not come here for reconciliation with Zionist terrorism and usurpation, but to bear witness to our confrontation with reactionary Zionism." He praised the Arab demonstrators in the occupied West Bank as evidence of resistance against Israeli power. "What we do on the battlefield," he said, "is the complementary aspect of the struggle for our rights, which we will continue." And another PLO spokesman told reporters that the military struggle would have to continue until today's resolution becomes reality. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News, United Nations.
A second UN resolution gave the PLO permanent status as a United Nations observer, but at this point, no voting rights. More after this.
If you happen to live in one of the towns or areas which don't enjoy the brand name selection and economy of having a True Value hardware store nearby, you probably get awfully tired of hearing me say, "Hi, Pat Summerall here with another great value from True Value Hardware Stores." And that's understandable, because all the great values in the world won't do any good if you can't get to them. Well, do something about it. Next time you visit the local hardware, home center, or home and auto supply dealer, ask if he's ever considered joining the True Value Group. Tell him to drop me a note. Pat Summerall, CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50. That's CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50, Radio City Station, New York, for details. If your local dealer qualifies, he'll be able to start offering the kind of savings on brand name products which only a member of the nation's largest and fastest growing hardware chain can offer. Get the point? If a True Value hardware sign goes up in your town, you'll both be glad you had the idea.
Three U.S. sugar refineries announced more big price hikes Friday, among them Amstar, the nation's biggest, which uses a domino label. It raised its wholesale price 13%. That puts the wholesale price up to 75 cents per pound. Congressman Joseph Vigorito has called for hearings on the soaring sugar prices.
The increase in sugar prices are far greater than the inflation factor, so it goes beyond inflation. Somebody is gorging somebody, it's quite evident.
Pennsylvania Democrat Joseph Vigorito, the hearings start week after next.
I'd like to find out why we've had such a tremendous price rise in sugar prices in the last 6 months. I think it's not called for. Even though there's a worldwide shortage, it sure doesn't have to be that much of a price rise and a tremendous increase in some profits.
Shoppers in New York, as well as other cities, indicate they're starting a sugar boycott in an attempt to force prices down.
Well, I'm just slowing down, using syrup and honey and things. I can do without it.
I just need a minimum amount for coffee, and otherwise I don't use sugar anymore. I use sweetener.
When I bake something, I use some fruits. I blend fruits instead of sugar. I just add sugar when I have no other choice.
My children enjoy a piece of dessert, therefore I've got to use it. But what's a mother to do?
Shoppers in New York. More after this.
Time Magazine.
What's in it for you this week?
Cover story. The unions cry for more.
Time examines the United Mine Workers' battle for a startling 50% increase in wages and benefits and reports on U.S. labor's increasing militancy in coping with inflation and recession.
Also in Time this week, in energy, Henry Kissinger's five-point program of international cooperation for countering the oil cartel.
In the world, a report on a forthcoming book, From Under the Ruins, a volume of critical essays on the Soviet Union, with excerpts from two by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
And from the United Nations, an appraisal of the volatile standoff between Israel and Palestine.
In television, a visit with Gene Marsh, co-creator of Upstairs, Downstairs.
In sport, about a season of cruel and unusual punishment for pro football oddsmakers and bettors.
In The Nation, a briefing on President Ford's first foray overseas.
From the sexes, intimations that swinging is dead and kinkiness is obsolescent.
This is Time this week.
Each week, throughout the world, more people get their news from Time than from any other single source.
President Ford is in the Soviet Union at this hour for a weekend summit meeting with Communist Party Chief Leonid Brezhnev. Secretary Kissinger told reporters he expected the meeting to be a success. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
CBS for the Great Northwest, KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. The weather outlook for Seattle, Tacoma, Everdon vicinity: rainy with occasional windy periods through the weekend. Partial clearing at times. Lows both nights in the lower 40s. Highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 40s. Wind southerly 15 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts. 46 degrees downtown. 43 at SeaTac.
More of the bright and beautiful music from KIXI.
Seven minutes past ten. Mystery Theater next.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall, setting up shop as usual, and my stock in trade, as usual, is the unusual. I can offer you the unknown, the unexpected, and even the unearthly. It happens. Indeed, it happens to everyone. You find yourself in a strange city, and yet something inside you whispers, "I have been here before." You see a strange face, but why is it so oddly familiar? They say history repeats itself. Therefore, we must repeat ourselves. If we are here now, then it follows we have been here before. And we shall be here again.
Come in, sir. Have a seat.
Thank you. You are Senor Barlow?
Yes, sir. Call me Pete. Now, I'd like to show you...
I must make sure that you are Peter Barlow.
You can ask my secretary. I'm Pete Barlow, sales manager for the development. And let me tell you, sir, this is a blue-chip investment. You'll double your money in 5 years.
I have not come here to buy land, Senor Barlow.
You haven't? Then why are you here?
I have come to collect a debt.
A debt?
That is correct, senor.
What do you claim I owe you?
You owe me your heart.
Our mystery drama, The Golden Blood of the Sun, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars John Forsythe and Rita Gamm. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
What can you do to a family car to make it more than just roomy, comfortable, and utilitarian? Well, you could call it a Buick LeSabre, for starters. That'll get you the kinds of things you'd normally expect from a family car, plus some pretty uncommon family car traits. like a level of exterior and interior elegance befitting a night on the town. The distinct formal roofline on the four-door hardtop La Sabre is highlighted by opera windows on either side. On the inside, you'll find comfortable cloth or vinyl seats, plush carpeting throughout, plus available options such as tilt steering wheel and automatic climate control air conditioning to turn ordinary errand running into motoring for pleasure. The 1975 Buick La Sabre. Consider it a family car as well as an instrument of pleasure. Buick's La Sabre. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
From 17 to 25, young minds are so alive. They see things that others may not see. College is the place they learn the things they'll need when it's their turn to show the way to you and me.
College is a place where the future of America is being built. Right now, the colleges are in financial trouble, and they need all the help that you and I can give them. The dollars you give to the college of your choice are an investment in America's most important asset, the minds of her children. So please, give to the college of your choice now. From 17 to 25, young minds are so alive. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Down upon us from the walls of the museums, from the ruins of temples, those men and women who came before us in time. And what do we see when we gaze back? What do their faces tell us? We cannot say, because we no longer dream the dreams, nor do we see the visions of our ancestors. True, the past is preserved for us in stone and in bronze and on canvas, but it is merely the outer shell of the past. Where is the soul, the spirit, the beating heart? Especially the beating heart.
Yeah, the forecast is for rain again this weekend. Well, don't ask me what we're going to do. I'm just giving you the facts. Hold it, Bob, my other phone. Yes, Millicent, what is it? Send him in. Bob, I'll call you back. Right now I have to talk with the golden boy himself. Sit down, Peter.
Mr. Valentine, let's have this out right now. I know you don't like me.
I don't dislike you, Peter.
I know I wasn't your choice for general sales manager.
That's true. Peter, we go by the record. The record shows sales are down. Way down since you took over.
Well, we're selling a Sun Country Resort. We're selling glorious weather. We simply haven't had any of that lately. We've had rain for the past 8 weekends in a row. Now, is that my fault?
Probably.
What are you saying?
Cause and effect. Before you came, we hardly ever had rain. Since you arrived, we've had nothing but. You could very well be a jinx.
Do you mean to tell me that you believe...
Peter, you're not a bad guy. You're even a pretty good salesman, but... You're in the wrong place.
You've been trying to get rid of me since the day I arrived.
Peter, why do you insist on making this personal? You just aren't a Sun Country man. Go back home. You could do great in that ski development area in northern New England.
I can do great anywhere. I can sell anybody. I can sell anything. But I can't sell people if they don't show up. And they won't show up if it rains.
Exactly. Now, why suddenly does it rain here every weekend? The answer is you.
Mr. Valentine, you've stopped being funny.
I'm being scientific.
You have scientifically determined that I am the cause of the weekend rains.
Almost. But in all scientific investigation, a control is needed.
A control?
Exactly. We must establish what happens when you're not here. So take the weekend off.
What?
Go to Mexico City. Have a ball. The company will pick up the tab.
But the weekend is when I should be here selling.
Selling? To whom? Who comes in the rain? Now, this is Thursday, right?
Yes.
Suppose you go to Mexico City tomorrow morning, and we wind up having a beautiful, sunny weekend here. Would that prove something?
My contract calls for me to be here every weekend.
Not if I send you to Mexico City on business.
What kind of business?
There's a Senor Mendoza who owns some property. We may buy it for a resort hotel. Go there, look it over. Give me your opinion.
Well, I've never been to Mexico City.
Great. You'll have the time of your life. It's just over the mountains. Take the company plane.
I suppose I get there, and it rains here anyhow.
That's what we want to find out, isn't it?
Senor Barlow?
Yes?
Welcome to Mexico City. My father, Senor Mendoza, sent me to meet you.
How do you do?
My name is Irina.
Mine is Peter.
Please come with me. I have the car. You'll be our guest.
Oh, I made a reservation at our hotel here.
No, my father insists.
Well, that's very kind of him.
You will be wined, you will be dined, entertained.
That won't be hard to take.
And you will probably decide to advise your company to buy the estate.
What makes you so sure?
Because you will fall in love with it.
How do you know that?
Everyone does. And yet, I hope you will decide against buying it.
You do? Why?
This is the car.
Why do you hope I'll decide against buying it?
Do you like music?
Love it.
Then let's have some.
And now, why do you hope I'll decide against buying it?
I happen to be in love with it.
Well, that's a very good reason.
But we must sell it. We need the money.
Yes, well, money in the end becomes the best of all reasons.
Why do you keep staring at me?
Well, was I staring?
Yes.
Well, you're probably the prettiest girl in Mexico City.
You were staring as if you knew me.
How could I know you? I've never been here before.
What I don't understand is you look familiar to me, too. As if I knew you a long time ago.
Well, I'll tell you what that is. There are just so many basic facial types in the world. So a great many people are going to look alike.
I don't mean that. I have the feeling that I knew you once.
Hold my hand, dearest one. Don't be frightened.
Will they kill us, Gold Eagle?
No, they would have killed us during the raid. See, they're being kind to us.
Why? And where are they taking us?
They're taking us to their city, to Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan.
What are you saying?
Who? Me? Nothing.
But you are. You keep on muttering. Tenochtitlan.
What?
Yes, Tenochtitlan.
I can't even say it.
You mean you've never heard that name before?
Is it a name?
Yes, Tenochtitlan. It was the ancient Aztec name for Mexico City.
What is that again?
Tenochtitlan. But why should you keep repeating it over and over?
I have no idea. I guess it's just another one of those crazy things that seems to be happening to me ever since I came to this country.
Irina, Senor Barlow's plate is empty. Please help him to some more.
No, thank you, Senor Mendoza. No more of anything.
If we are going to show Senor Barlow the estate, we should. His time is valuable.
I can assure you, Senor, I'm in no hurry.
The story is told of the gods, the ancient gods of this country, and the greatest god of all, the supreme god of the Aztecs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is nothing.
Such a beautiful, delicate coffee cup. I'm so sorry.
But this was its ordained fate.
I don't understand how I could have dropped it.
No one lives. Nothing lasts forever.
What? What did you say?
I said, if I can remember... If I can remember. Our lives, Gold Eagle, must reconcile the opposites, age and youth, good and evil. We are born only that we may die.
But not to die young.
You are willing to die young to defend your city against us? Will you die young for your god?
Tezcatlipoca is not my god. He is the god of the Aztec. He is your god.
He is the supreme god of all Mexico. He is the mighty, the immortal, the magnificent Tezcatlipoca. Come, come, Gold Eagle. If he needs a few drops of blood, whose blood is it? Yours? It was always his.
I will not accept Tezcatlipoca. I will not.
Another cup of coffee, Senor Barlow?
Senor Barlow? Father, is something wrong with him?
Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca.
Senor.
What is it?
Yes.
Why do you keep saying Tezcatlipoca?
What am I saying?
Over and over again, Tezcatlipoca. What does that name mean to you?
Nothing. I don't know who or what it is. I never heard of it.
Tezcatlipoca is the supreme god of the Aztecs.
Really?
The god of the sun.
The sun?
Now, why should you, a perfect stranger in this country, keep saying the name of the ancient sun god? Have you ever studied the history of the ancient Mexican people?
No. Well, the truth is, I'm really not very much of a history student.
While you were saying this name, were you looking at anything?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, it could have been a dream. Therefore, you might have been somewhere talking to someone.
No, no. No, wait. Wait, I seem to be aware of a golden glow.
Uh-huh. And?
And that's all.
Have you... I don't even know how to say this, but have you had any unusual thoughts about the sun lately?
The sun? It's odd that you should bring that up, but I've been accused.
Yes, yes, you've been accused.
You know the resort that my company is developing in the valley?
Yes.
How often does it rain in that part of the world normally?
Well, a few sprinkles, perhaps, over the course of a year.
There have been steady downpours for the past 8 weekends.
Oh, no. No, I find that impossible to believe.
My project manager holds me responsible.
For the rain?
Yes, the man says that I'm a jinx. He sent me here to prove that with me gone, there'll be sunshine back at the project.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Peter Barlow, please.
One moment. Senor Barlow.
Thank you. Oh, hello?
Peter?
Yeah? Oh, yes, Mr. Valentine.
I thought you'd want to know. There's been a sudden shift in the weather. Not a cloud in sight. We've got a brilliant gold sun in a deep blue sky. How about that?
That indeed. You may say coincidence. Then I may ask, what is a coincidence? Mr. Webster says it's an accidental concurrence of unrelated events. Very good. But is there truly such a thing as an accident? Aren't all things, great and small, in this world somehow tied together? Not by accident, but by design. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin. Plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off, the sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use Sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
How many things can your family do together? Go to a movie? Go to a circus? Go on a picnic? Go on a vacation? Face it, in today's America,
family fun is hard to come by. And with busy schedules, just getting the family together is not an easy thing to do. How would you like to have a little family fun every week? How would you like to learn together? How would you like to grow together? And how would you like to help your son get an edge on growing up? Cub Scouting is helping families like yours be a family. It's your helped hours. Today's Cub Scout program is just as much for families as it is for boys. So when your son wants to join a Cub Scout pack, remember to take along the whole family. That's what Cub Scouting is all about. For the Cub Scout pack nearest you, call the Boy Scouts of America. They're in the white pages of your phone book.
How would you like to be Peter Barlow, a bright young man selling land in a Mexican resort, and discover that somehow you had upset the sun? Well, superstition may be superstition, but evidence is evidence. When Peter is in the area, it rains. When he's absent, there's sunshine. You can count on it. You can predict it. You can even bet on it.
Yes, indeed, Peter. We're having beautiful weather. The crowds are pouring in.
But
I'm already squared it with New York. You've been transferred to the New England ski development.
You mean that the weather is sunny out at the development?
It's gorgeous. How's the weather in Mexico City?
It looks cloudy.
Frankly, Peter, I think you ought to run our hotels in London. See you around.
Bye. Well, I don't know what to say. The weather has just turned great in the valley.
Well, I'm sure it's...
My dear, in this world, can we be sure of anything? I think we had better ride out to the estates.
Country.
Yes. At one time, my family owned a great deal of it. Now we just have the estate near Cuernavaca. Have you ever been there?
No. I'm afraid I've never even heard of it.
You never heard of the famous Cuernavaca?
No.
Well, perhaps you knew it by its ancient name of Cuanahuac.
Well, what makes you think I would know that?
Well, you seem to have a knowledge of ancient Mexican names.
Well, I'm not aware of it. I don't know
think,
how.
Think. The name, Cuanahuac.
But
Just think.
What are you trying to
tell? I'm trying to help you.
Help me? To do what?
I don't know. What is it that you feel you must do?
I don't feel I have to do anything.
That is not true.
Why do you say that?
Father.
Yes, my dear.
We'll be passing near the temple. Shall we stop?
Yes, it might be interesting for Senor Barlow.
Well, not much for sightseeing, but if it's interesting...
It does not look like very much right now, but the most dramatic of all the ceremonies took place right there.
Oh, what kind were they?
Human sacrifice.
Sounds barbaric.
In this temple, the high priest of Tezcatlipoca stood ready with a knife. The knife made of glass. Black glass. And he would cut out the heart of the victim.
That's not barbaric?
Oh, there was no pain. Death was immediate.
But the whole idea is...
Your idea, perhaps. But it was a ritual of a people whose civilization is not to be despised.
There's the temple, Father.
Yes, by the side of the lake. In the old days, they would arrive by boat. A very joyous procession.
That's the temple, that crumbling heap of stones?
It was never a splendid place. It was used just once during the year and for one purpose only. It was never taken care of. Hardly ever repaired. That was needed was the stairway leading to a chamber at the top where an altar of stone and a priest with a knife of glass waited. Gold Eagle.
Yes.
We have arrived. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Say goodbye now to Soft Cloud.
No, he must not go.
Children, this was agreed to.
Why must he die?
He will not die. He becomes part of the body and the spirit, the flesh and the blood of Tezcatlipoca.
No!
Are you a royal princess or a slave girl? You know your duty.
Don't go, Gold Eagle. Refuse.
Refuse?
They can't compel him.
Oh, yes. Yes, you may refuse, Gold Eagle, and spend the rest of your life as a slave.
But it will be life.
And you will spend every lifetime till eternity as a fugitive from the wrath of Tezcatlipoca.
You have no right to say anything. It is for him to decide.
He has already agreed. Gold Eagle.
His heart will be of no use to Tezcatlipoca if he is not freely given.
The sun is about to reach its highest point. You must decide, Gold Eagle. At this moment, we must know your decision.
Save yourself. Save yourself.
Speak.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Interested in seeing the temple, Senor Barlow? Senor Barlow?
I don't know what to do.
Father? Father, what is wrong with
you? Senor Barlow, are you all right?
I don't know what to do.
It isn't the first time, Father. He seems to be off somewhere else and says things you just can't understand.
I don't know what to do,
Senor Barlow.
I must have dozed off.
No, Senor. You were having a nightmare, or was it a hallucination?
I'm afraid I don't
know. Senor, something has happened to you since you arrived in this country?
Yes, I'm sure something has.
Irina, we shall not visit the estate today. Turn back to the city. Senor Barlow must see a doctor.
A doctor? No.
Why not?
Because I'm all right.
Is that true, Senor? Are you really all right?
Well, I find nothing wrong. Pressure's normal. Pulse. Temperature. I've taken some blood tests, but I have no reason to suspect anything.
What is wrong with me, Doctor?
On the face of it, nothing. You seem to be excited.
Excited? That's not the half of it. My whole career is down the drain.
Oh, you're not even 30. How can you make a statement like that?
I stake my future in this development company. I was building toward the top, but now it's all over. I'm through here.
You seem to have an affinity for the old, that is, the pre-Columbian Mexico. And you can't account for it.
No, sir. No way.
When did it start?
When I arrived here a few months ago.
And you've heard voices?
Yes, sir.
What were the voices saying?
Well, I seem to have been an Indian, a Cuanahuac Indian. Don't ask me what that means. Don't even ask me where I heard the word. At first, they were just voices. But each day, things become more and more clear.
How?
I see things.
Things?
Yes. A valley, a beautiful valley. There were lovely buildings, tall temples, babbling fountains, and everywhere graceful, handsome people. And I see myself walking with a man, an older man, my father.
Remember, my son, we are not warriors. We are singers. We are poets. Painters, sculptors, craftsmen.
But the Aztec people, suppose they attack?
Then we shall fight as best we can.
Exactly, Father. Therefore, shouldn't we teach our young men the arts of war?
Gold Eagle, if we do so, then we shall become a nation of warriors. And thus, we shall have lost our culture in any event.
But it seems unfair.
The Aztecs will not destroy us. They raid us on occasion only because they must.
They must?
Yes. To keep the sun in the sky, they must sacrifice to him. And the sun god, Tezcatlipoca, accepts only the purest hearts. There are not enough of these among the Aztec people, so they must
come to us.
I still say we must fight them.
I agree. But the best way to fight one's enemy is to be better than he is, and more worthy and precious to the gods.
Father, I cannot doubt your wisdom, but...
Doubt, my son. Doubt any man, but not the gods.
I cannot submit to the Aztec calmly.
You must.
I must.
It was foreseen at your birth, my son, that you would become a true child of Tezcatlipoca. Your blood would be his.
Me? A sacrifice to Tezcatlipoca?
I must not say sacrifice. A better and truer word would be gift.
I...
Yes, my son.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Peter.
No, I don't understand.
Peter. Peter?
Yes. Yes, what is it?
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yes. For at least a minute, your mind was somewhere else. Are you going to tell me you don't know?
Well, it's too fantastic. You wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
I was in Cuanahuac, the place I told you about.
Yes?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm everything a young prince should be. That's why my name is Gold Eagle. I soar above the crowd.
Well, that's a happy situation.
No, it isn't, because I'm fated to be captured by the Aztecs and sacrificed to the great god Tezcatlipoca.
At least that's a figment of your imagination.
How do I know so much about the mysterious past of a strange, unfamiliar country?
Well, there's a rational explanation.
Yes, what is it?
I don't know.
Well, then how can you say that...
The fact that I can't come up with an explanation right now doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, does it?
Doctor.
Yes?
Look outside your window. What do you see?
It's raining. Well, it's just... But that's impossible. We never get rain this time of year.
And I'll tell you something else. It'll rain for as long as I'm here. The sun god is angry.
Well, he gets in deeper and deeper, doesn't he? For a man who's never been in this part of the world before, he seems to know quite a bit about its past. But hold on. Who says he's never been here before? We only have his word for it. But how does he know? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
When you feel like having a cold Budweiser, do you automatically reach for a glass? Well, sure, Bud's a great beer any way you drink it. But without a glass, you're really missing something. Now take that wonderful Budweiser Head of Foam, for instance. Those bubbles, tiny though they are, still amount to something pretty special at the top of your glass. Taste appeal and eye appeal. Two results of exclusive beechwood aging and natural carbonation. It takes a lot longer to brew Budweiser that way, but brewing beer right does make a difference that you can taste. That's why, when you say Budweiser, you've really said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
May I help you, sir?
One hair shirt, please, one bed of nails, and that cat of nine tails for self-flagellation.
What's your rush? Why try for sainthood in 1 weekend?
It's not that. It's just that my old hair shirt is at the cleaners. My bed is getting dull, and my whip has been going soft on me.
You punish yourself a great deal?
I get what's coming to me.
But isn't it a bit overmuch?
Oh, I deserve more than I ever get.
One cat of nine tails coming up. And do you want a bed of nails with or without the saw?
Cancel your appointments for self-punishment. Break the whip. You have no right to treat one of God's creatures, you, in that way. He forgives you.
forgive yourself. A nudge toward self-respect from the Mennonite churches.
Suddenly, there are visions of a past, a splendid but barbaric past. Why should a young American, with no real interest in anything else except a career and the normal things young men are concerned with, why should he suddenly see himself as a tragic Indian prince, a designated victim of an Aztec sacrifice? Why? Well, it's always easier to ask a question than to answer it, no?
I know myself, Doctor. I know that I'm not the kind of a person who gets delusions.
Actually, Mr. Barlow, you are.
Doctor, it's raining. I'm a very down-to-earth guy who
People
knows...
People like you are the ones who crack up first.
What do you mean, crack up?
Crack up, break down, it all comes to the same thing.
But I'm perfectly...
Yes? Perfectly what? Now, come now, Mr. Barlow. What's this nonsense about being in disfavor with the sun god and thereby causing rain?
The fact is, I am in disfavor with the sun god.
Well, let's hear those facts.
Now I know why. You see, the Aztecs did attack Cuanahuac. One night, when we were sleeping peacefully, they descended upon the city. I was taken prisoner.
What are you telling me?
I remember now. Prisoner. But I wasn't beaten. I wasn't tortured. I was treated like a prince. And I was taken to the high priest of the Aztecs.
Welcome, Gold Eagle.
You know my name.
Your name is known throughout Mexico. Will you give me your blessing?
What?
May I have your blessing?
My blessing? I'm your prisoner.
No, not a prisoner, Gold Eagle, but a guest. An honored guest. A divine guest.
Me?
Surely, Gold Eagle, you must know the prophecy. You are the earthly body of Tezcatlipoca.
No. Oh, no.
And this year you shall dwell among us to guide us, advise us, even rule us.
I don't understand.
Why not? You have his heart.
But I...
And at the end of the stated year, as it is commanded, you shall return his heart to him.
Holy One, you must listen. I am not worthy
you
of...
You are modest, which is good.
But suppose I refuse?
How can you refuse? Why should you refuse? We only live because the mighty Sun God gives us his blood. Is it unreasonable to give him a few drops of ours in return?
But suppose I still refuse?
Then live your life, whatever shall be left of it, as a slave in the mines, shunned and despised.
Yes? Go on, Mr. Barlow.
And in the end, I agreed. I agreed to live as a hero. I was adored by an entire nation. Well, what's the point? You don't believe a word of it.
Do you?
If it didn't happen, where is it coming from?
Well, as I say, there has to be a rational explanation.
Let me ask you something. This old religion, does it still exist?
I don't have any hard evidence one way or another. But
what?
No religion ever dies out completely, especially one that has such a powerful hold over so many people.
Then what you're saying is that there still could be some of this sun worship around here today.
A form of it, perhaps. Blended with the religions that came after it. Adapted to more modern times, of course.
And there could be priests of this religion who...
Who what?
Who could be working on my mind somehow.
Tell me how.
I don't know how. Hypnotism... This whole thing about transfer of thoughts, you know, ESP.
Oh, granted, for the sake of argument, but how would they know about you? You, Peter Barlow.
I don't know. And it seems to me that I came here for answers, not for questions.
you for picking me up, Irina.
My father wants you to come back to the house. He believes you should do nothing. Just rest.
I hate to impose.
Oh, it's nothing. It makes him very happy. But I will say something else.
Yes?
I will say you must not come back.
No?
No. Please, let me drive you to the airport.
The airport? But why?
You must get board a plane at once.
What is it, Irina?
Leave this country.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I love you.
You what?
I love you.
But we only met yesterday.
No, I have always loved you.
Always? What do you mean by always?
My name is Soft Cloud.
Soft Cloud? How would you know the name?
I was given to you as a gift.
The gift?
That year of splendor. You could choose among all the princesses of Mexico for your consort. You chose me. You remember?
I'm going crazy.
None of this is a dream. Gold Eagle.
Gold Eagle? You even know that?
I have lived through it also. When the year ended, I couldn't bear to give you up. Give you up to the knife of black glass. And the sacrifice, so I persuaded you to refuse.
I remember. I went into the mines.
And I went with you.
And it wasn't long before, for I was no longer handsome, and you were no longer beautiful.
I remember.
And I died very soon after. I was very young, I remember.
Yes.
What am I saying I remember for? I don't remember any of it. This is just some funny fantasy running through my brain. That's it. It's a fantasy, a hallucination.
No, no.
My name is Peter.
Peter.
No, no.
Once again, I ask you to refuse the knife.
What knife?
The sharp, black knife of glass that will enable your heart to be offered to the sun god.
Who's going to do that?
The high priest of the Aztecs.
Well, that stuff died out hundreds of years ago.
Let us go to the airport. Peter, please. This time there are no mines, no slaves. We can live happily, perhaps this time.
I tell you what we should do. We should turn around and take you back to the doctor.
If you stay here, you'll die. Come in. I'll turn on the light.
What's in here?
Look.
But it's...
It's the chamber of the high priest himself. See? Here are the ceremonial headdresses, the robes, the ornaments of gold, and there...
I see.
...is the knife, the sharp and pointed knife of black glass.
To whom do these things belong?
I told you, Peter, to the high priest.
You talk of him as if he's still alive.
Still alive and very much alive. He's my father.
Your father? I don't believe any of this.
Peter, if you stay here, you'll die.
I can protect myself.
You will die willingly.
Oh, no, never.
It will seem right. You will become anxious to die. Please, Peter.
Peter. Interesting place, no?
Yes, sir.
It is my private museum. As you can see, so many of the artifacts of a forgotten civilization.
Forgotten?
Well, let us say, past.
I quite frankly don't know what's happened to me. Actually, since I came to this country, I'm not even sure who I am. Sometimes I...
How many people really know who they are?
Your daughter tells me that my life is in danger.
Danger?
Yes, that I'll die if I stay here. What do you say to that?
That depends on what you mean by die.
Look, I was sent here to examine an estate you have for sale. May I see it now?
Are you well enough?
I'm fine, just fine. Somehow I got mixed up with some superstitious nonsense, but I can shut that out of my mind. Let's go.
As you wish.
Now, as I understand it, the estate is well over 1,000 acres.
Yes.
It has a lake.
Yes.
And that means a golf course could be...
Irina, my dear.
Yes, Father.
Stop here, please.
Why, Father?
Why? Isn't it obvious?
Father, no.
Why did we stop?
Look. Over there. To your left.
It's the temple.
I still don't know why we stopped.
To complete your bargain with the sun god?
Bargain? What bargain?
To pay your debt?
You're crazy.
Or am I? Come. Put on this white robe, this pure white robe, and we shall mount these steps to the sacred chamber.
Don't listen. Gold Eagle.
Gold Eagle?
Yes, my son. You are Gold Eagle, king in soft cloud. And I am the high priest. The three of us have been here before, and all of us have played our roles before. Come. Follow me. I am waiting.
Don't go. Don't go.
This is what she must say to you. She represents the flesh, the present, the here, the now. She is the temptation of the world. She's been through the past so many times in the past.
What do you mean so many times?
The first time. When I was the Aztec high priest. You were the golden captive of the Quanahuac. There have been other times since then. Do you remember?
No.
Tezcatlipoca waits. He has given you his blood, his heart. He waits for you to return them. He waits through all your lifetime.
No!
Soft Cloud, Rina, I love you. But I'm tired of escaping. I want to go back.
No.
Back where I belong, back to Tezcatlipoca.
Come with me.
Come with me, my son. Put on your white robe.
Gold Eagle.
Remember the first time, Soft Cloud. We came by boat, and the people followed us along the shore. And they were singing and cheering. For me, Tezcatlipoca. For me, the sun god. I was to return to my place in the sky.
Peter, please.
See the clouds? I must return.
My son, let us walk up the steps together to the sacred chamber.
Do you have the knife of black glass?
It is in my robe.
I give it my blessing.
The sun is starting to break through the clouds.
Very soon now, I shall be back in the sky. Priest, let us go forward. Priest, I have had a strange vision. I dreamed I had refused to be sacrificed.
You? You, Gold Eagle? Impossible.
I dreamed I was born again. In the future.
Indeed. A dream?
The future is a place of many wonders. And I had believed that the sun god no longer ruled. And then one day, he called to me.
Have you ever doubted the sun god?
Never.
We are here.
Priest. Be quick.
Hello?
Hello. Is Peter Barlow there?
Who?
Peter Barlow.
Well, I'm sorry. There's no such person here.
Is this the home of Senor Mendoza?
Yes, I'm his daughter, Irina.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I sent him to see your father's estate.
I know nothing about that.
I called him there the day after he arrived. I spoke with him.
That's impossible, Senor. My father and I have been in Europe. We only returned home last evening.
But I made arrangements with Senor Mendoza for Mr. Barlow to see the estate.
I'm sorry, Senor. You must be mistaken.
Peter Barlow disappeared.
He was never seen or even heard of again. And we really don't know what happened. Maybe the old religion survives. Or maybe Peter may have looked at Trina in a way that old man Mendoza didn't like. What's positive is the fact that this is a world of endless possibilities. The only sure thing is that I shall be back shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, today our Man in the Street interview comes to you from Big City, USA. Excuse me, sir. What do you get high on?
I beg pardon?
You know, what do you turn on with?
What, you some kind of a cop? Well, it doesn't make any difference anyhow, because I don't use anything.
Then how do you get high?
Well, I get high on a lot of things, like seeing my kids start to walk, or the first dandelions in the park, you know?
Anything else?
Yeah, getting tired gives me a high. If it's a tired, you know, from something I like bowling with the guys or taking a long bike ride. But, hey, would you believe polishing my car gives me a high? And it's even legal.
In other words, then you get a natural high.
Yeah, natural, that's it. Which, incidentally, doesn't mean that you're high all the time. It'd be unreasonable to expect to be high all the time, you know?
It's like getting high on life.
Sure, but you got to remember, getting high on life could be habit forming.
This mini-interview was brought to you nationwide by the New York State Drug Abuse Control Commission.
They were another people, those who lived in the past. They were powered by other drives, other forces. They were people of faith, people of vision. Everything they built was for the glory of their gods. They will be remembered for their magnificent temples and their enduring belief. And what shall we be remembered for? Our cast included John Forsythe, Rita Gamm, Arnold Moss, and Barry Kroger. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
But I couldn't decide what to do about it. And the reason was, I'd go up to the attic when Herb was away at the office. And I'd take the painting out from behind a partition where I'd hidden her. And I'd look at it. At this woman. Who had once been to Herb what I am to him now. His wife. And she would look at me and... At first I thought it was my imagination, but the expression in her eyes would change. I know it's impossible. What's once set down in paint is frozen forever, but her look would change. Sometimes it would be a look of terror. Sometimes it would be a look of concern, and then it would be questioning, as if she wanted to ask me something or tell me something.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Listen to Mystery Theater again tomorrow night, same time, same station. Stay tuned for the news next.
Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock.
News. President Ford is in the Soviet Union for his summit meeting with Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. the president arrived in the Soviet Pacific port city of Vladivostok, greeted there by Brezhnev and other officials. Phil Jones was at the welcoming ceremonies for Mr. Ford.
The welcoming ceremonies have ended here at this airport, military base, and now President Ford, Secretary of State Kissinger, and the rest of the American official party, along with General Secretary Leonid Brezhnev, have departed. And they are going by motorcade to a nearby train station where they will get on the train and start for the ocean city called Okhangelsky. They will meet there at the sanitarium. It is a health center used by Soviet officials, and it is a very secluded area. It is owned, it is a combined ownership between the trade ministry and several trade unions in Russia, which is common practice. President Ford, this is his first session as president with Mr. Brezhnev, and this will be primarily a get-acquainted session. There is no fixed agenda. Phil Jones, CBS News, with the presidential party near Vladivostok, Russia.
The Soviet press is hailing the summit as a continuation of détente. TASS, the Soviet news agency, says the two leaders held their first talks on the train and described them as friendly and businesslike. More news in a moment.
Now you can get 90,000 yen off the sticker price of Subaru.
What's 90,000 yen?
While the average price of all Gremlins, Vegas, and Pintos just went up more than $200, the average price of all Subarus just went down 90,000 yen.
What's 90,000 yen?
America has already learned to love the economy of Japanese cars, and Subaru is the culmination of Japanese technology, a classic combination of Eastern economy and Western luxury. And when Subaru strips down the price, they don't strip a single thing off the car. You still get tinted glass all around, push-button radio, styled wheel covers, fully reclining vinyl bucket seats, a peppy engine that gets you around 27 miles to a gallon on regular, plus revolutionary front-wheel drive. And now, when nobody seems to be able to buck the tide of inflation, Subaru is actually doing a backstroke, a 90,000 yen backstroke. And we promised President Ford to hold that price until at least December 10th.
What's 90,000 yen?
$300.
I didn't know that.
In Tunis, negotiations are still in progress with Arab gunmen who are holding 43 persons aboard a hijacked British jetliner. They've demanded freedom for 13 Palestinians held in Egypt. The 13 have arrived in Tunis after being turned over to the Palestine Liberation Organization. Late Friday night, the last of three deadlines set by the hijackers passed. They had threatened to start shooting the airplane's passengers if their demands were not met by the deadline. Capping its 8 days of hearings on Palestine, the UN General Assembly has gone on record for creation of a Palestinian state in the Middle East. The resolution makes no mention of the right of Israel to its continued existence. As expected, the Israeli delegate strongly denounced the action. Ambassador Yosef Tekoa told the Assembly,
"The Bible says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Israel will not follow the multitude. It will treat the resolutions for what they are and deserve to be, utterly contemptible and devoid of legal and moral worth."
And Tekoa said the sun appears to have set on the United Nations. The slumping economy produced more mass layoffs Friday. The auto industry furloughed another 50,000 workers. The largest auto cutbacks were at Ford, where some 32,000 are going to be sent home from 1 to 5 weeks. The Pentagon announced a shakeup to eliminate 11,600 civilian jobs. And the nation's two largest steel companies announced more layoffs, blaming the coal strike. The Labor Department reports the buying power of wages dropped 2.7% in the third quarter, the sixth straight quarterly decline. This means in spite of higher salaries, the purchasing power of workers' paychecks is at its lowest level in 3 years. Now this. Most appetizers you eat, but there's one appetizer you drink, Dubonnet.
Before that's the time to think about some Dubonnet to drink. Before a meal by day or night, it helps to whet your appetite. Before, yeah, before. It's the time before for Dubonnet.
Think of Dubonnet as an appetizer. It's the wine you drink before meals, before lunch, before dinner at cocktail time, before whatever you've got cooking. It helps to whet your appetite, whether you serve it straight, on the rocks, with a twist, or soda.
Dubonnet before makes what comes after that much better. Dubonnet. It all started in France, of course. Of USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
In New York Friday, Valerie Panoff and his wife Galina announced plans for a coast-to-coast tour of the United States to demonstrate their ballet expertise to American audiences. The Panoffs were virtual prisoners in the Soviet Union for 2 years after they announced they wanted to emigrate to Israel. Panoff says during that period, the Soviet secret police tried to destroy them physically and spiritually. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for the Great Northwest, KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.